Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Evelyn Calleja. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning. Thank you, Pascual. So nice to be recognized for my loveliness.
I know. I don't always say it. I know I've said it on and off. So I
That's
have to
okay.
Feel like you are my lovely co-host.
Oh, look at you. We have a lot to talk about today.
Yes, we really do. Well, I guess we should start off with the days for Wednesday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday.
The 26th, yes.
Yes.
And there's two things that are on the schedule for Wednesday, and I know you're going to really not like this one. When I read this, I'm like, oh, good Lord, why? Couldn't it have been on a Thursday? We don't mention Thursdays. Okay. So, here it is. It is National Pumpkin Day.
Stop it.
I'm not stopping. It's National Pumpkin
Day. Oh, my God. Well, I will celebrate by not having any pumpkin.
Aw. How can you say that?
National Pumpkin Day.
Yes. And the other one is National Day of the Deployed.
Oh, that's a nice one.
We like that one. It helps our people that are deployed.
The men and women in the military.
Correct. So that's a good day to celebrate.
Yes, we'll do honor to them.
We'll do one out of two. We're not doing the pumpkin day.
No. So there was only 2 days?
Two things on that day. Two things.
It's from hunger.
I don't know. I understand why it's National Pumpkin Day, because I thought the 31st would be, that's Halloween. Isn't that pumpkin Halloween?
Well, maybe they want to just, they have to overdo this pumpkin stuff.
I never thought of it until I talked to you about it. So
anyway. I know. Well, so we were, we took a very whirlwind trip this weekend.
Yes.
We flew out Saturday morning very early. Mm-hmm. We got to Newark. We were joined by our lovely friends, Chris and Sandy from Florida. Hi, ladies.
I'm glad you had a good time.
We went to celebrate my girlfriend, Linda, who passed away in February.
She rest in peace.
May she rest in peace. Her son and his wife, Catherine Marie and Zachary, they had a memorial party. Every year she had a Halloween party.
Correct, yes.
My girl was all about Halloween. And actually today, which is the day we're recording this, it's the 25th, would have been her 70th birthday. Mm. And we go to New Orleans every year.
Correct.
So anyway, she loves a Halloween party. She's had one for many, many years. And so they kept up the tradition as a memorial to her. It was wonderful.
A lot of people?
There was a lot of people, and they did a great video compilation with music. It was so wonderful. Of course, I cried.
Yeah,
I miss her every day,
That's her bestest friend. I mean, you've known her since.
Yeah.
She were little
kids, we were little kids, yeah.
Wow, it's a long time.
Hey, not that long. So today would have been her 70th birthday.
Wow.
We would have been already in New Orleans celebrating.
Right.
So I fly out to New Orleans on Friday. So I'll be there about a week and a half. Anyway, so to do her honor. It was very nice. And we actually flew back Sunday afternoon. So it was literally 36 hours.
Oh, my heavens. How quick that was. Really?
Yeah. So when we got to the airport, we flew into Newark, rented a car, of course. We went to a liquor store to get stuff for the party. Sure. Everything is pumpkin. Everything. It's so ridiculous.
Pumpkin liquor?
Pumpkin liquor. They even have pumpkin Baileys. And Sandy, who is an avid listener and fan of the show, she was laughing because she knows how much I hate that whole pumpkin thing. She was laughing. Look, pumpkin beer, pumpkin liquors.
Oh my God. I didn't realize to what extent. I honestly,
it is so crazy. Like I said, it's like with Christmas. They beat the love of something out of you, all for commercial reasons.
Oh, of course. They all have to make a buck. It's commercial. Yeah, of course.
So Eric asked one of the people at the liquor store, what do you do with all this stuff after the season?
Oh, right. Good question.
And he said, no, he said, we sell it.
They sell it out.
Because there's short periods. If you're a pumpkin lover of a specific thing,
right?
You know, this is the time to run get the pumpkin.
But there's always leftovers, isn't there? Just everything. I mean, even pumpkin candies and stuff. It's like,
I don't know. It's got to be leftovers. They probably sell it for nothing. It's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. Enough with the pumpkins.
Move on. Yes.
So, you know, I was thinking about you, Mr. Pasquale Cardone. You're like a millennial. Here's why I say this.
My schedule.
You know how the millennials, like, they're of the age now that all their friends are getting married and they have 3 million. Like my nephew, Kai, he right. and his girlfriend are constantly going all over the world for these weddings of all their friends. And that's right. how you are.
Well, and yeah, they're cousins now. It's that generation. My first cousin's kids are all getting married, and my brother's kids. Yeah,
oh, so the next level down. Yeah,
next level, because everybody else is, you know, in their 60s. You know,
for my generation. Is this it for you this past weekend? Tell everyone where you were.
I flew down to Austin, Texas for the long weekend for my cousin Annie and her new beau, Antonio. And so their whole families, you know, everybody got together, and his family's so huge. They're from Ecuador, Mexico, Florida. They flew all in. It was incredible. Even from Spain. We had some
really?
People. Yeah, they have a large family. So we had a great few days just, you know, getting to know everybody. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of good food, a lot of laughs. So it was a very nice time.
I want to say, I'm looking at you. You're looking a little tired.
I am. I'm going to put my sunglasses on so you don't look. But yeah, I got in at 2 o'clock last night.
No.
I was going to get up and go to the gym at 6:30, but I just couldn't do it. I got up at 10:15.
Enough is enough with this.
Yeah, like yeah. I'm already. Chill out. So yeah, so that's the last one. So that's good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was a nice time.
So you had the pictures. You look like you had great weather.
Oh, it was great. The day we left on Monday, that's when it rained, which was perfect because we were all leaving. But the rest of the weekend was all bright sunshine and hot. It was good.
A beautiful bride, too.
Oh, my God. Isn't she gorgeous?
She's lovely. Yes.
Yeah, she has that. And love the satin gowns on the women. You know, it just, yeah. It's so timeless. It's elegant. It's just beautiful.
And I was this weekend in costume, you know.
Yes, and you were a pumpkin.
No, knock it off, you. No, I was a spider woman.
Yes, I saw that.
I have a little fascinator that's a spider. It's very cute.
You have to put
I wore all black, and I have this skirt that kind of looks like, you know, like a horror thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric was Willie Nelson.
Oh, Willie Nelson, that's what he was. Okay.
Yeah. Didn't figure it out?
No, I was
the bandana and the braids.
No, it was over the weekend with the wedding, and I just saw it, but I didn't comprehend.
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun. You know, we loved dressing up. The girls were great. So Chris made her own. She's very, very talented, this girl. She mm-hmm. always makes her own costumes. And this time around, she was a piñata. It was hysterical.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, very cute. Look at the Facebook pictures. Yeah, you kind of can tell it. It was all little pieces of tissue paper.
And she wetted it and made it paper mache.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no?
She was a piñata.
Piñata, yeah.
And she had a little stick that you would hit her. I said, you know, you should, if I hit you, I want to get candy. So she's going to try to figure it out for Halloween. Like how to string candies.
Right. Have it drop when you
and
get
our
hit.
Girl Sandy was Sally from A Nightmare Before Christmas, you know, the bride of Jack Skellington.
Okay.
Sally.
See, that puts a lot of thought into it instead of just putting a sheet over your head and be a ghost.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just wear black clothes in that fascinator. I can't anymore.
Why not?
And Jordan drove down from Boston to be there. Jordan, our beautiful Jordan, she's Chris's daughter. You met her.
Yes, definitely. When I was in Florida. No, I was bummed that I couldn't go to it. It was like everything has to happen. Weekend, you know,
well, she was Cruella DeVille, very cute.
Yes, that was gorgeous. I saw that.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous girl.
Mm-hmm,
great definitely. Costume. Anyway, so that was the weekend.
Good. Good. Well, I have some breaking news.
Ooh.
You know about that girl that's over in Russia? Brittany Griner,
Yeah, Brittany
right? Did you
Griner.
Griner? Did you hear that her release is not going to happen? They were going to do a swap for prisoners,
Yeah.
and that she's going to probably have to spend the 9-year sentence there.
No, they're not going to
I
swap her out. Oh, it's all
doesn't
because
look
she
like.
forgot not to take her marijuana.
Yeah, but again, why would you take it?
I know that's such silly.
I'm
Listen,
sorry.
I like to take a gummy to sleep. And Eric asked me, oh, did you bring the gummies? I said, I'm not bringing that. You know,
No.
I don't want to be Brittany Griner.
No, I know. I mean, I go, especially going to Russia. I mean, even on the airplanes, you just don't take it. The dogs walk around.
Oh my God, they're all over the place.
No, so I think that was, I don't think she should get 9 years, but I'm sorry. You know, you don't just, you're not above the law. How does
Yeah,
that?
like it's a silly thing not to think of.
Right. You're an
Because
adult.
if it's legal here and you have a medical card, which I think is her issue, she has a medical card. Well, shame on Russia for not recognizing that. It's not like
Correct.
she's a dope dealer.
No, not at all. I totally agree, but I would still be very careful about doing all that. Sorry. So that was my.
Well, you know that Russia, they're really trying to stick it to us.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. They're just using it as a scapegoat.
Well, have you heard that idiot that was married to our girl Kim? What's his name?
No,
Kanye West?
Kanye
Well,
West.
he goes by Ye. Did you hear his whole hubbub?
No.
He's being very anti-Semitic. He's
Oh.
saying terrible things. The guy really is, you know.
He's off the deep end.
Well, he's, you know, he's, isn't he a little cuckoo,
Crazy.
cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Cocoa
What's it called? Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Cuckoo Cocoa Puffs. Yeah,
I mean,
he
it's a
probably.
shame. I'm not, you know, dishing on people with mental illness, but
No.
he needs to take his medication
Yes, really. Come on,
and
everybody
get
else.
correct. Yay. Oh, it's outrageous. I think, you know, he lost all these deals. You know,
Good.
these people with all
Rich.
this money, like, it's not really hurting him. He's already a billionaire,
Oh,
right?
heck yeah. No, but I don't like when they start pontificating about what they could want to say.
Yeah,
Like, not
it is.
fair.
And people follow him.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. It really is. Well, segueing into his ex-wife, I felt so bad for her the other day. It was.
Really? You're feeling, are you getting
Oh.
your heart softening for Kim?
I'm being sarcastic, but
Oh. Not yeah.
it was her 42nd birthday on October 21st. And so she flew her girlfriends from California to Vegas to see Usher. But the winds were so strong, she couldn't land the plane. So she had to go back.
Oh no, she couldn't
No.
drive from LA.
They don't drive. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
Chloe got in
we
trouble.
drove once from LA too,
Oh, I've done
not to
that.
Vegas, but to the desert.
But not, you know, royalty doesn't drive.
Yeah,
They're royalty, aren't
that's right, royalty.
they?
But she could have hired a car to drive
And,
her.
well, it was, I don't know. They took Chloe's jet and they flew out there. It was a $72 million jet, $72.8 million jet for Chloe.
Can you imagine? And we can't even get a studio.
I thank you. I know.
This is outrageous,
I just want that.
Pasquale.
What that 0.8 million? I don't need the 72 million. The 0.8 million would just get us all there,
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
that's right.
We
I
don't ask
tell
for much.
you. I
So
mean, we
yeah,
shouldn't complain. We have a nice life, you know.
I'm thankful. I really am. I mean, I went to Austin, Texas.
I know. We don't need no stinking millions.
No. A few hundred thousand.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wouldn't mind. I'm urging people to share this podcast. I'm convinced that we could be a radio show.
Oh, I didn't think about that one.
We're very interesting. It's very cute what we talk about.
Well, I think we're biased, but I like
You think we're biased?
it. No, we're good. Hey, quick question. And I was so upset about this one. I was in Texas, right? And I was looking at my phone. May he rest in peace, Leslie Jordan.
I know.
Oh, I felt so bad. I thought he wasn't sick. I just saw him on that TV show, you know, Cats.
Oh, you just saw him in Cats?
No, not the TV, they're not the musical, but he's on that TV show, Call Me Cat on
I
Channel
don't
4.
know. I don't know what you're talking about,
Yeah, he's
Willie.
on a TV show on the new on TV.
Oh.
With Hiram, who's the girl from that did the Jeopardy? You know, the one the co-host.
Oh, Maya.
Yeah, so
Mayim.
She has a TV show and he's on it. And he's fabulous on it. He's always so quick-witted. He's just great.
I loved him on Will and Grace. He
yeah,
was fabulous.
He really was good. No, but he hit a tree.
Did he have a heart attack?
I'm not sure. They think it was a medical condition, but it brought me back. Not it's about me, but remember, I hit a tree.
I know. That was how many years ago that you hit that tree?
29 years ago. But this poor guy hit a tree and he died. I hit a tree, you know, knock on wood, I survived.
I know, thank God.
I was just like, oh my God, that hit close to home.
I did not know you then. I knew of you because your ex had met you just a few days before that accident, right?
Right. I met him in December of 93, and then January, I had the car accident.
Yeah, so I did not know you.
No.
I didn't meet you.
No, until my birthday, wasn't it? These production people.
What
don't
do you,
they
do you
know?
Need something?
I think we should have a red light there so that the red light
what?
Shows on air. That's
yes.
Just my opinion. But
that's
now I'm doing
okay.
It's one New Yorker here.
All right.
Okay. My second New Yorker is on the phone.
Oh my God. The second New Yorker is back. Sorry, folks.
I said we have to get those red lights so that it says on air.
I know. That's terrible. But you know, I don't like to not answer the call because, you know, at our age, you never know.
No. And you know, you don't want to take him off because when you want that wine and you text him or call him, he's got to bring it.
Well, I asked him to buy me basmati rice.
And
so he said, the question was, is basmatic rice okay? I hope it's basmati he comes with. Anyway. So anyways, it was very bittersweet this weekend. I was sad. I cried a lot.
Yeah, of course, with Linda not being there.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
And then, you know, on Friday, I leave for New Orleans. Eric doesn't fly in until Saturday because we're taking different airlines.
How come?
Well, because he's a very snooty guy. He doesn't want to fly unless it's first class, you know, because of the COVID. He's afraid.
Yeah, COVID doesn't go to first class. I heard it just stays in the back of the ship, the back of the plane. Yeah, it was on all the news.
That's what I thought. Anyway, but I'm flying Southwest and they don't have first class.
Oh. But
the reason why I'm flying Southwest is because it's a nonstop. Eric doesn't care how many stops. You know, he'll walk around a million miles in those airports.
Right.
He doesn't care.
But Southwest, you have to pay for your luggage.
No, not because I'm a member.
Oh.
I get two free bags.
Oh, okay. I think it was Spirit I took.
I think it's Spirit or Allegiant.
Yeah, but you know, American Airlines charges you?
No, really?
I'm really writing him a letter. I'm so ticked. If American Airlines is listening to this, I'm so mad with them. You know why?
Shame on you, American Airlines.
I'll tell you why. Because I had to just in there. You know what I mean? I didn't want to.
You had what?
Toiletries, cologne, some, you know, liquids. I didn't think about checking it because the last time I went to see you, I lost everything because I went through with my liquids, not realizing. Anyway, I didn't check my luggage and I checked my luggage. I mean, I didn't carry it on, but everybody else was taking their luggage on and they were making announcements. There's too many people with luggage. You have to check it in and we'll do it for free. So, but I checked mine in from the beginning and paid $30. But then
I mean, if you would have thought of it, you could have just taken it.
Exactly. But it ticks me off. They charge me. I did the right thing. I checked my luggage, not realizing I was going to have to pay. But all these other people are just walking on with it. And then they'll take it from them for free because they can't fit on the plane. That's not nice.
Yeah, but think about it. $30. Your toiletries are more than $30, right?
My cologne itself. You know, I know you love men with cologne.
I mean, did you open your shirt all the way and put
I did.
the gold chains?
Oh,
Very,
speaking of
very
opening my shirt,
Gabon,
I
like a
just came.
Gabon.
Well, that's I'm from Brooklyn, but I was born in New York.
You have
I
the
got,
plate to prove
I got, I do. I got patted down yesterday.
it. Really?
I'm
What is
talking about a.
the meaning of this?
This was a real pat down. I was like, oh my God, I haven't had this done in years. I was like, whoa. They really like checked the whole body.
Really? Not
Yes.
the cavities, I hope.
No, not cavities. That's fine. But it was like he really touched every part of my body. I'm like, why? I mean,
Maybe
do
he liked you. Was it a man?
I did say to him, I said, are we going out for dinner later?
I mean, listen, you have to be engaged so far to do this.
Well, he took liberties. I was like, right on. Yeah, it was just cute. I've never had that happen before.
Wow.
You know, I usually had the wand done, but not a pat down.
Did they put you in a room?
He asked me if I wanted to go to a room, but I didn't know what he was going to do. I just thought it was a typical get the wand, you know.
Can you imagine if you had a room? Wow.
I would have been taking my clothes off immediately.
Was he at
No,
least cute?
oh, heck yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I should have said to the guy, like, yeah, let's go and just, you know. But anyway, all right, I digress. Sorry.
You want to see what I got? I'll show you what I got.
When that makes you want to go through the airlines when you see somebody cute to say, oh, put something, you know, in your on your body. It's like, yeah, I need to be strip searched.
Yeah.
Hey, life is short.
Oh, my news last week
Yes.
on Friday,
Yes.
I finished my radiation.
Oh, congratulations. That's right. 5 days in
Thank you. They
a
give you a
row.
certificate, you graduate, and I rang the bell at the reception three
Yes. Oh,
times.
I'm happy. Oh, it's 3 times? Why 3 times?
Yeah, I took a picture. I sent you the
But
picture.
why do you do three
She
times?
just said do it three times. I don't know. Maybe it's a magic number. What do I know?
All right.
You
Well,
know,
three
those are things
times.
people you would have asked and Eric would have asked. I don't care that much. I was very excited about ringing the bell. I got a little teary.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, did you meet people there along the way besides those two girls, the nurses?
No. I don't talk to strangers. You know,
Right.
I don't like meeting people.
Right. No, I hear you. All right.
I mind my own business. I'm one of those people.
Did you ever find out the nurse's name, the other one?
No. And you know, she was right there. I should have said, what's your name? But one of the guys was Pierre. He was very nice.
The one that helped you the first time with your boob?
Yes, he
Oh, okay.
came the last time,
Oh,
the
okay.
last day he was there. So they were so funny. They were like, okay, today's your last day. I said, you know, I'm used to seeing you every day. I'm going to wind up coming tomorrow looking for the table. All
Right.
right. It's like a reverse whack-a-mole. Let me find the hole in the table to put my boob in.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Oh.
you don't want to hear it,
I
but
know. I'm like, I just think of you lying down there. No. Okay, move on.
let's move on. All right, you don't like to hear any of this medical stuff, but yeah, I mean, it was really seamless. They were very wonderful in that.
I'm very happy. So now, what's the next step for you? Okay.
Well, I wasn't supposed to come back from New Orleans until later, but I'm flying back November 6th. Because I messed up the dates. I have the oncologist hematologist on November 8th. So then they tell me whether I'm going to go on the chemo pill. I don't know that I am or not. So I see the oncologist on November 8th.
All right, does he have to do more tests then? I mean, on November 8th?
No, I think they do another MRI. Here we go
Oh, okay.
again with this.
All right. Thank God we have these technologies to get this done.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, 100 years
It's
ago,
one, two,
it
three.
yes. So it's all good. You're getting through it. Amen.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I traveled okay. I was very tired. I had to get a, we found a wheelchair, and the three of them were with me, you know, Chris, Sandy, and Eric. They threw me on the wheelchair. They're pushing me around.
Oh, how cute. We
Yeah.
need those chairs.
What?
You need those wheelchairs.
You do. I did, because I was
Yeah,
too
no, I
tired to walk all, especially in Newark. It's a long walk.
was in Newark, you know, that's where I flew into. I flew in and out of Newark.
Oh, that's where you stopped over?
No, I stopped over in Chicago, but that's where I parked my car in Newark.
Oh, you flew out of Newark. I
I
got
flew
you.
out and in, yeah, for Texas. I did that both.
You couldn't get a nonstop.
No, this I booked late, and this was the cheapest that I could find. So,
Yeah, I don't like changing planes because then you're like, oh my God, I'm going to miss the flight. I hate that.
and the funny thing is, when I made it to Chicago, there was a flight coming to Newark that was delayed, and I could have gotten on that if I had my roll-on luggage.
Oh,
I
wow.
was so mad about that. It's like another example. I could have had my luggage. I could have just jumped on the flight. And I said to the woman, I said, I just landed. She said, you'll never get your luggage in time. And I'm not going to wait for my
Yeah.
luggage, you know, lose my luggage.
So look online for your what is the name of your
Oh,
cologne?
it's the Abercrombie and Fitch. Is that it? That store, Abercrombie? So, it's funny because I was given a gift of that once, but it didn't smell the right smell, and it was bought online versus going
Oh.
to the store. Because it's a hard
Oh.
one. You can't have a Crombie and Fitch. It's a hard one. I couldn't find that.
Because you maybe they have travel size.
Yeah, I have to look into that, to be honest with you. I really do. But I love the smell of that one. It's always a good one. So, and that's it. But you'd like Prada, don't you? Which one is yours? It begins with a P.
No, I like Lancome.
Lancome, that was it.
But now I'm wearing a Lancome. I forgot the name of it. Because in I went to Nordstrom's when we were in Minnesota. We went to the that big mall thing,
Right.
Mall of America. So we went to Nordstrom and I was buying stuff.
Oh, I've never been to the
And
Mall of America. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
well, I didn't walk around. Eric walked around. But so I was looking for the favorite one that I have of Lancôme is Poème.
Poem. I knew there was a P in it.
They
That was
didn't have
oh.
it. They don't sell it in the stores anymore. Is that crazy? You have to go online.
Oh, you're
So I
kidding.
got another kind that's very nice, but I also got Coco Chanel. It's okay. Doesn't smell as good as the Poème that I love.
So can you buy it online, Poem?
I can, yeah, I
Oh.
will. But you know, since we're going to be going to Spain in November, I'm going to look at the duty free if it's cheaper.
Oh yeah, you should definitely. They had them there in our in Chicago, and I was like kind of bummed. I love going to those stores. You
But
know?
I really want to look for travel size stuff because I carry all my face creams and stuff. You gotta, you know, if you sometimes you could carry it on and boom, boom, bam, you know, you're fine.
Right, I should be doing that. I should be definitely doing that. You know what I mean? It's a lot easier than instead of checking the luggage because I carry the little one, you know, the roll on. It's fine.
Yeah.
So,
I know,
anyway.
but sometimes you people are bringing so much luggage on. You're like, you know, really?
Well, they're telling people like you can't bring more than two pieces of luggage on. I mean, instead of putting everything on the bottom of the plane, they're bringing it up on the top. They said
Yeah.
that last night they said they have 75 spaces for luggage up on the top, and there was 170 people.
Wow.
You know, the math, the guy said, you're not all going to be able to bring your luggage. Well, if you stop charging people $30, well, everybody will put it below. The planes aren't big enough up on the top. So anyway, that's my gripe.
Well, the thing is, they don't like to be checkers. You got to be a checker.
I know. I'm going to be a checker for November 8th for voting day. I'll be checking my ballot, people's ballots.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll
are
be,
you?
yeah, I volunteered. I'm doing that. Although you get paid for it, but I'm doing it. So it'll be a lot of
Right.
fun.
That's going to be
November 8th. I have to be
election day.
there. Yeah, 5:30 a.m. I have to be there. Yeah.
Okay, darling.
All
Listen.
right, honey. Love you.
I think we're going on and on. Our listeners are probably saying, this is supposed to be a half hour show. What's going on with those two?
I know. I haven't seen you in a while. All right. Love you all.
Love everyone. Thanks for listening.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll see next week, another episode of Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions.
Sounds like a plan. Love you.
Ciao, y'all. Bye. Bye.